We interrupt this program to bring you...
OT, OT.
It's disgusting. I don't want to talk about it. No, it's too disgusting. Don't say it. It's disgusting.
We are back on here for hour number two of overtime. 865-546-8200-546-8200. Cole, you've done something. You were in the lab this past week.
We had 3 days off, and I thought I would use my time wisely.
Okay.
It's something we've talked about for, I don't know how long, but a long time.
And we've been putting off on it.
Yeah, and I had nothing to do whenever night I made it. So I just said, hey, let's go ahead and get it done.
You did get it done.
I did.
I have listened to it.
What'd you think?
It's something.
It is, isn't it?
It's definitely
it
something.
It took a lot of thought.
I am proud of you. I will say that. So, you know, it's usually time here. We kick you off at 7 o'clock. We throw it over to Cole McCourt for the recruiting update. And this has been an interesting day. This might not be the best day to debut this.
It's not.
Because it's not been a good day. And we got some news on the way as well. It could drop any moment.
It just dropped.
I don't like that sound in your voice.
Oh, geez.
It's probably just got a lot worse here.
Oh, no.
Either way, we got some background music accompanying this now. We have an intro now for Cole McCormick's recruiting update that he made himself to accompany all your updates and information. Cole McCormick, without further ado, drop this thing.
With Tostitos chips, perhaps. Who cares? Here come Tennessee fans from everywhere. Here comes media from everywhere. You can count it down with us. Five, four, three, two, one. The national champion is clad in big orange.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah. Are you ready? Oh my God.
What'd you think? Took me about an hour.
I'm fired up.
Thanks.
Oh.
Okay, let's see. We'll get started.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So atmospheric.
Yeah, this isn't the best. Well, I guess it is the best music to kind of calm me down because I'm pretty fired up right now.
Let's go ahead and get into it.
We'll
Cole.
Go ahead and get the bad news out of the way. Let's see. We talked about him many times. Won't spend any more time on him because he deserves none of my time anymore. But Justin Rogers, 4-star lineman. Out of Michigan, number one offensive guard in the country, top 30 player, has committed to Kentucky over Tennessee and Georgia. And that is all I will say on that. And then, let's see here. We go to another potential Tennessee commit. Let me get his name right. Thayu Jones-Bell, I believe. That is how you say his name. A wide receiver out of Hollandale, Florida, at Miami Carroll City High School. Is announcing and has just announced it was between Alabama and Tennessee. And as you can probably guess, he picked Alabama over Tennessee. He tweets, "It's a blessing," with a bunch of hashtags and then a nice little edit of him in an Alabama uniform that says committed. So there is that. We move on to good news. Let's see here. Deontay Craig has listed Tennessee in his top eight. Mr. Craig tweets, I just want to thank all the coaches that have recruited me up to this point. My recruitment is still open, but at this time, I feel it's best that I focus on these eight schools. And as I said, Tennessee has made the cut. Along with the Vols are Michigan, Ohio State, Indiana, Michigan State, Iowa, Northwestern, and Purdue. So only one SEC team up there with all of the big, all Big Ten. Yeah, all Big Ten schools. Interesting. Mr. Craig, out of Culver, Indiana, at the Culver's Academy. He's a defensive end in the 2020 class, 6'3", 230 pounds. 3-star guy, according to 247 Sports Composite Rankings. 26th overall strong side defensive end. And 4th overall player in the state of Indiana. No crystal ball predictions at the moment. Other offers come from, of course, Tennessee, Michigan, Ohio State, Cincinnati, Georgia Tech, and then all of the other ones that I have mentioned. We move on to basketball. real quick. Not the main basketball one, but a basketball one. Caleb Love has been given a scholarship to Tennessee. He tweets, "Blessed to receive an offer from the University of Tennessee. Hashtag go Vols." Mr. Love is out of St. Louis, Missouri at Christian Brothers College High School. He is a point guard in the 2020 class, 6'3", 170 pounds. Good grief. Four-star guy, according to 247 Sports Composite. Rankings 31st player nationally, excuse me. Fifth overall point guard in the class, number one player in the state of Missouri. No crystal ball predictions at the moment. To go along with his new Tennessee offer, he holds other offers from DePaul, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas State, and Louisville. We move on. Malik Miega has also been given a scholarship to Tennessee. Let's see. He is from Montreal. Oh, wow. So a Canadian. Wide receiver in the 2020 class, 6'4", 190 pounds. Three-star guy, according to 247 Sports Rankings. 77th overall wide receiver in the class. And number one player out of Quebec, if y'all are wondering. So big-time Canadian.
I'm always in on the Quebec recruiting.
I am, too. Other offers come from Ball State, Baylor, Buffalo, Cincinnati, and UConn. Next, Eric Shaw has also been given a scholarship offer to Tennessee. He tweets, "Blessed to receive an offer from the University of Tennessee. Hashtag go Vols." Mr. Shaw is from somewhere in Alabama. I don't know how to pronounce that one. Realtown High School, an athlete in the 2020 class, 6'4", 210 pounds. Four-star guy, according to 247 Sports, 16th overall athlete in the class, 14th player out of Alabama. Other offers come from Auburn, Texas Tech, excuse me, Georgia Tech. Goodness, I can't read. Notre Dame, South Carolina, and, of course, your Tennessee Vols. Next, Wesley Neal has also been given a scholarship offer to Tennessee. He tweets, "Extremely blessed to receive an offer from the University of Tennessee." Mr. Neal is out of Miami, Florida at Gulliver Prep High School. A defensive tackle in the 2020 class, 5'11", 311 pounds, an absolute bowling ball of a man. Four-star guy, according to 247 Sports Composite Rankings. 29th overall defensive tackle in the class, 44th overall player in the state of Florida. Other offers come from Indiana, App State, Boston College, Florida State, and Jacksonville. A few more to wrap up the night here. This one's interesting. Quentin Jan Wagner has been given a scholarship offer to Tennessee. He tweets, "God has truly blessed me. Extremely excited to announce I received my first D1 offer from the University of Tennessee. Hashtag powered by the T." Mr. Jan Wagner, maybe Wagner, I'm not sure. He's out of Arlington, Washington at Arlington High School. He's in the 2022 class, so a while to go. He's an inside linebacker. 6'2", 215 pounds. No rankings at the moment. No predictions at the moment. And as he said in his tweet, Tennessee is his first D1 offer and first offer, period. So congratulations to him. Moving along, let's see. Brashard Smith has also been given a scholarship offer to Tennessee. He tweets, "Extremely blessed to receive an offer from the University of Tennessee. Hashtag go Vols." Mr. Smith is out of Miami, Florida at Miami Palmetto High School. He's a wide receiver in the 2021 class, 5'8 and a half, 177 pounds. No rankings at the moment. No crystal ball predictions at the moment. Other offers to go along with his new Tennessee offer come from Boston College, Bowling Green, Cincinnati, FIU, and FAU. Okay, so we had a lot of bad news to start the segment, but we will end on a good note.
Give me some good news. Give me a silver lining.
We will end on a good note.
Okay.
And we will see if I can pronounce his name. Tennessee basketball has picked up a commitment from a very large man over the weekend. His name, Euros Plavsic. That's what I'm going with.
Sure.
I guess. He is a transfer from, let's see, Arizona State. He opened his notes app, as all of the great athletes do nowadays, and typed this. "Never thought I would say this, but I just made one of the toughest decisions of my life. I'm happy and proud to announce that I have decided to transfer to the University of Tennessee. After spending a lot of time thinking and discussing with my closest ones, I realized that my future belongs to Tennessee. Aww. I am so grateful for the opportunity that Coach Barnes and Coach Schwartz gave me. Lastly, and the most importantly, I want to thank God for keeping me healthy and strong throughout the whole journey. Go Vols." I mentioned he was a large man, and he is. Standing at 7'1" and 240 pounds.
He's tall at least.
Whoa. He is a unit on the inside. Center, as you probably could imagine. Originally from Chattanooga, Let's see. He played at the Hamilton Heights Christian Academy down there in Chattanooga. Pulling up his old high school profile, he was a four-star, coming out of high school, according to 247 Sports. 16th overall center in the 2018 class, number two player out of Tennessee in that same class. So hometown, almost hometown kid coming home, an in-state kid coming home to play for your Tennessee Volunteers.
How about that?
And that will conclude this Monday edition of the Recruiting Update. Thank you.
Thank you, Cole. Bravo. Bravo indeed. I wish it could have been a better day to break out the new intro.
Terrible day.
Julia, rate the intro 1 to 10.
I'm a fan. I'm going to give it a solid 8.
That's the best one I came up with. I made a few others that sucked.
I like
so, it. So, good.
Overall.
Good.
How long did you work on like all of like your intros?
This one, I'd say all of them about an hour. This one took about 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Well, look at you, Cole, putting in some non-office time into a work activity.
I did.
Look at you. You work way too hard, man. Mm. Way too hard. You know who I'm concerned is not working hard enough? I'm going to go ahead and say it. Jeremy Pruitt on the recruiting trail. Is it too early for me to start getting a little agitated?
It's getting there.
Still 6 months away from early signing period. But at the start of this month, Cole, you gave me all these names.
Mm-hmm.
You said it could be a huge
month.
Could
be a big month.
Could be a catalyst for a good offseason.
Mm-hmm.
And now, as Tennessee currently sets at 247 rankings, 29th class in the country in 2020, 10th in the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
Pruitt's out there this weekend doing a recruiting event type of thing, playing paintball.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
That video, by the way. He looks so happy to get shot.
He does. That's the first time I've ever seen him smile.
He was really happy.
Shot in the head with a paintball.
Yeah.
He looks so happy.
And
him,
he's having a good time.
That gif of him walking around with the paintball gun.
Mm-hmm. That's
pretty
good.
Awesome.
I think Pruitt likes to shoot stuff.
I think so,
very
too.
Happy with some type of weapon in
yeah,
his hand.
Yeah, it looked natural.
Cole, are you worried about recruiting yet?
Not really. Not really. I'm gonna be 100% honest with you. The kid that just committed to Alabama, I have no idea who he is. I'd never heard his name. I've heard it mentioned a few times, but when it came to is he a possible Tennessee lean, a possible Tennessee commit, that never kind of crossed my radar. And I feel like I do my research. I feel like I do my homework.
We do our research. Do you do your research?
I have many late nights on the web doing this stuff. And it's just never
Cole
came
has
across to me.
Many late nights on the web looking at high schoolers.
I do. And I'm not afraid to admit it. I do it for you. I do it for both of you. So, yeah, I don't know who that kid was. It still sucks that we lost him. And then Justin Rogers, I mentioned it to you before the show, Tanner. This kid, bless his heart, I don't really think he knows what he wants. Because, you know, earlier, a couple months ago, Tennessee was the favorite. He went to Kentucky. Now Kentucky's the favorite. Now he's a Kentucky commit. Ohio State was the favorite for a long time. Georgia was there for a minute. So, in my humble opinion, I would be absolutely shocked if he does sign with Kentucky. I could be completely wrong. But so far in this recruiting process for him, it seems like he changes his mind and his heart every couple weeks. So, that's all I'm going to say. But for now, yes, he's a Kentucky Wildcat commit, and that sucks. But we'll see what happens come December.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Not pressing the pant button yet.
No. I mean, I want to.
You did name off who was here over the weekend, right? Did you? For football?
I did not. No.
Well, I got some names
wow.
right here.
Yeah,
some people visiting this weekend. Partaking in the paintball action. You got 5-star Eric Gilbert. You got Cooper Mays. That's good. And you also have 4-star defensive lineman Tyler Barron.
Yeah. All three are needed here.
I mean, you have good targets.
Mm-hmm. You're in on guys you want to be in on.
I don't like losing people to Kentucky, though. Like we shouldn't be uttering that sentence.
Yeah.
Fix it.
It's embarrassing.
Fix it, Jeremy.
I mean, I told you what I think is the reason. I believe last week or so.
Yeah, you did.
I mean, they were.
I know.
His first offer. A good friend of his is at Kentucky. I mean, there's no connections down here for Tennessee. We don't have that edge like they do. Now, if we go up to Lexington and absolutely tear him a new one, that could be our connection to him.
I hope we could at least do that. That would be nice. I would not like to think about a loss to Kentucky at Kroger Field.
Yeah, I don't either.
But like, I already have to worry about Memphis and basketball recruiting. Do I have to worry about Kentucky and football recruiting?
It's looking like it, at least as of today.
Oh, well. Well, thank you anyway, Cole.
You're welcome.
For the update. Thank you for the hard work you put in, even when you're not here.
You're welcome.
Definitely appreciate it here. 865-546-8200, 546-8200. Rolling along here in hour number two. Julia, I think we're going to get into some Thrones discussion.
Uh-oh. Let's do it.
We've been putting off long enough. It's a topic of America today, and we're going to get into it.
Cole,
you can just sit back and observe if you want to.
I'll do more research.
I might go to you for a question. Maybe not specifically about Thrones, but about something else here.
Okay.
We're going to get into the Thrones discussion when we come back here. Once again, 865-546-8200. You're listening to Overtime right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. It is time we had the discussion that must be needed, the series finale of Game of Thrones.
It's over.
It's over. 73 episodes, 8 years later, it's over. It's complete. It's done. Sixth episode of the final eighth season, The Iron Throne, that was the title, it's over. Ended about 15, 20 minutes after 10 last night. And the reaction has been split, to say the least. Cole McCormick, can you take us into Westeros one last time, please? 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 We're waiting.
Hang on, let me figure it out.
Cole's not figured it out yet. While we wait on Cole to figure it out, Julia! I'm going to get your take first. You've been watching the show a little longer than I have.
A little bit longer. Not very much longer. I was one of those people that kind of binged it more recently. I wasn't there from the start, but I don't know. I'm kind of split myself. Like, I feel like it needed more episodes. This season needed more episodes.
I think everyone can agree it was a rushed season.
They jam-packed so much.
And season 7 was rushed, too.
It was.
You had not many episodes in 7. What was it, 7 or 8 episodes?
Yeah.
I think it was only 7. Yeah, it was only 7.
I think it was 7. Yeah. 6 this season.
So you pack all that into 13 episodes.
So much.
You had a lot of storylines that people were interested in, that people theorized about for a while, but they just went into it so quick. They didn't have a slow burn. They didn't let any plot development happen.
Right.
It was just like so quickly, and especially the quick heel turn with Dany.
Very quick.
And yes, this has been hinted at for a while. So it's not like it came completely out of nowhere, but man, did it happen.
Fast.
Very fast.
One episode fast. Pretty much.
Very quickly here. So I guess we'll just start with the episode itself. Did you hate that? I mean, did you hate the finale? Or were there some redeeming qualities to it? Because I think there were some redeeming qualities.
There were. I didn't hate it, absolutely. I think the beginning, up until the deciding of Bran being the one to rule the throne, up until then I was okay with, but I feel like once it came to the point where they needed to decide who was going to be on the throne, they kind of just went away, like took the easy way out.
Cole, do we have it ready?
No, I have no idea what's going on. I'm still trying to figure it out.
You know what? I hate to do this, but this was the series finale. We might not get a chance to do this again. Go to the drives folders, find Throne Zone.
Okay.
Just find that. We need some background music here.
Closure.
One of my biggest pet peeves and just the way they went about the episode Oh, like the time hops. Like the fast forwards and everything. Like, I would have loved to see how, right. like, John walks out of the Red Keep after assassinating the queen.
Right.
And I would like to see...
Did he confess? Did somebody see it? What happened?
Because here's the thing. He probably could have gotten away with that if he
Absolutely.
Wanted to.
Absolutely. Nobody.
He could have at least gotten out of King's Landing before people figured out.
Right.
Because here's the thing. Dany had been known to, like, disappear, just turn Drogon. Well, used to be her and her other dragons, too, right. for, like, a while.
Absolutely.
Nobody bats an eye at it. And now all of a sudden it's just like, oh yeah, we ain't gonna show you what happened. That would have been really tense. Like, imagine Grey Worm's face when, like, he finds out that Jon killed Dany.
That would have been great.
We don't get that. Just fast forward like a month later, and he's just been in prison. He's grown his beard. He's grown his hair out.
Yeah.
Oh, so is Tyrion too. He's got a beard that's grown out as well. Ah.
Oh much we've better. Arrived.
Much better. It just I. There's
no,
so many things in this whole season that they just fast forwarded through that I would have liked to see. Think back to episode 2. Bran was sitting down to tell Tyrion his story. We don't get any of that.
Nope.
We don't get any of that. We don't get, man, what's some other stuff we really didn't get? Because I had a few in my mind that I'm blanking on right now. But just still. I would have liked to see, like, the...
We're left wondering. Where everybody's left,
where
like,
Bran
making
go?
Up their own
Where did
theories?
Bran go in the Battle of Winterfell?
Right.
I would have liked to see where he went.
Did he just sit there and watch as everything unfolded, or did he have a role? Everybody needs to, like, make their own assumptions because we don't have the answers to it.
Do you think they're setting up for a type of... Now, I know there's multiple prequels coming and, like, spinoffs. However many years down the road it might be, and whatever type of way it comes, do you think there might be some type of sequel?
I think they definitely alluded to a spinoff with the conversation between Tyrion and Jon when Jon asked Tyrion if he did the right thing by killing Daenerys. Because Tyrion said, we'll find out in 10 years.
My girlfriend's texting me a lot now, like, yeah, here's some stuff. Where was Yara? Where's Yara Greyjoy been?
Yeah.
And she just comes up and is just like, oh, I pledged my allegiance to Daenerys, blah, blah, blah.
She fled to the Iron Islands.
I love how Arya's just like, if you do anything to my brother, I'm going to cut your throat right here. I'm like, yes, yep. That's my girl. And she's saying how Sansa took the news of Daenerys dying. Because if it's not for her telling Tyrion, that probably doesn't happen.
Right.
That probably doesn't happen. It's like, where's Tormund? Where's Tormund and the Free Folk men? Where they been?
Yeah. So many unanswered questions that we
That's
just
That's what I think. They've left loose ends. What about just Bran casually? It's like, oh, I'm going to look for Drogon. There's a dragon on the loose. I'm just going to look for him. They had that discussion after Jon killed Dany. Jon and Tyrion are talking. How do we know what we did was right? It's like, ask me in 10 years. What do we just get some sequel? Jon's coming back over the wall again.
He's going
to save Westeros from whatever evil has came this time in 10 years.
Yeah. We don't know how Bran's going to be as a leader.
That's
we
the thing.
We saw no
Bran,
leadership from him
Bran
in all
as a leader.
Seasons.
He had like no like any type of qualities on display.
Nothing.
He said right after the battle with the dead, I don't care about what's going on with... these men or everything. I have no desire to be the Lord, the King in the North, the Lord of Winterfell. It's like, oh, but all of a sudden he tells Tyrion, why do you think I came all this way? I knew I was going to be king.
Yep.
So many plot holes.
And then he admitted he didn't want to be king.
So many plot holes.
There's a lot of confusion.
It just... I think the plot holes are what annoy me the most.
Yeah.
I get it was rushed. A lot of stuff. You had to also think that it's 6 episodes. Some things were going to be rushed.
Yeah.
Oh, another answer that we're definitely going to get in some type of spinoff. The biggest threat to all humanity was just, you know, the White Walkers. All of a sudden, well, they don't matter anymore.
Nope. They're
gone. Don't know a damn thing about the Night King.
Yep.
We really don't, other than just that one flashback to when he was turned. Don't know a thing about it. They're just setting this up to be such a huge cash cow.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
I don't blame them. I'm going
and
to.
And I'll probably still watch
I'm going to buy in. Oh, it's yeah. just like, no offense to any Marvel fans, and I do enjoy Marvel movies. I loved Endgame. I loved Avengers Endgame.
I did
loved
too.
Watching that. One of the one great cinematic experience, really. The thing with Marvel movies is a lot of them really are the same.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, it's really the
in
same.
The big scheme of things.
It's a cash cow. It's a Disney cash cow. You know what? They break record after record after record. Forget Endgame's records. Look at what Captain Marvel did at the box office just a few months ago. So HBO, D&D, George R.R. Martin, they're all setting this up to be just a huge cash cow. I don't know exactly where the next place they're going to go from here. My biggest problem is still the plot holes.
Yeah.
And the fact that... I don't know. I mean... Do you feel like some of the ways, like some of the character arcs were wrapped up were too good?
Too good as in?
Everything was like, you could kind of predict stuff like that.
It was very predictable.
I did like the way like all the Stark kids like wrapped up. Besides Bran just being king, I'm like, this is stupid.
I did appreciate the ending.
Sansa ruling the independent North was badass.
Yes.
Her coronation is badass. And Arya is just like going to become Christopher Columbus.
Right.
All of a sudden it's like, oh, there's nothing west of Westeros. Nothing's been on the map. It's like, well, I'm going to find it by, I'm off on a ship.
I think they did well with the farewell of the Starks, of Sansa, Arya, Jon. At the end, I did like that.
That's making me think of this question. This one I'm going to bring in Cole. Because, Cole, I know you're not a Thrones watcher. And probably today you're thankful you're not. Because of all the reactions.
It's true.
However, I know we've all watched other TV shows besides Game of Thrones. And this is going to be a very divisive ending. I don't think you're going to have a universally, oh, this sucked, or universally, you're definitely not going to have a universally, this was a good ending. To what was one of the greatest shows that has ever been put on TV.
Right.
What are some shows you can think of that had like a universally like acclaimed good ending? Because everyone says Breaking Bad. Everyone says Breaking Bad. I did think that was a really great ending.
Yeah.
Some people said Sons of Anarchy. That's a few in my mind. At least of like shows of that type of caliber. I'm not counting like sitcoms. I'm not counting like MASH. I'm not counting Friends. Although if you do want to count bad endings, Seinfeld had a bad ending.
Yeah, that's the worst one ever.
Very bad.
Good endings. Man, I don't know. None really come to
mind.
Or
at least some that you can think of, though. Other than ones I mentioned. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
I can't
not
think
a
of
a lot. There's not a lot. Yeah.
You think of any, Julia?
I'm having trouble too. Those high caliber shows that are so popular.
It's really just Breaking Bad. It's really Breaking Bad. Everyone says it was like, oh yeah, this was great.
Yeah.
Nobody disagrees.
It's so hard to tie together a show that is so popular. Because you're going to have haters either way. So.
I can think of a lot of bad ones though.
Yeah.
Dexter became a lumberjack.
Yeah. Yeah.
The ending to Lost.
Yeah.
Everyone hates. I never even watched Lost. But I know people hate the ending. I mentioned Seinfeld. I'm thinking about like the other like bigger in scale type of shows.
It's really hard to have one come to mind, honestly.
A lot of people screw them up easily, though, too. I'm thinking some others. I don't know. I'm blanking a lot.
Yeah.
I really am blanking. You had, I keep thinking of some other, like, sitcom endings.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever heard of the Bob Newhart show?
No.
No.
Well, the whole thing was a dream, basically.
What?
It was that type of ending. It was that type of ending. At least we didn't get that with Game of Thrones. If it's some ending like that, like, I was going to break my computer.
Yeah.
Like, no, you can't do that. That's already been done. It's such a cliche. That's what it's really coming back to. It's really hard to top a show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard as hell. And I think the finale was... I really think it was like maybe like 55-45 good. I really do like the way they wrapped up the Jon Daenerys type
I did.
Of thing.
I did like that.
I think everybody could probably see that he was going to kill her.
But yeah,
it's like,
a lot of people predicted it. Like I said, I feel like this season, very predictable.
Some people hated Drogon melting the Iron Throne. I like that. I think I like that. It's like instead of like him just like I was like, oh, you killed my mother, Jon. It's like, you know what? No, this quest for this stupid chair is right. What killed her, so I'm just going to melt this. But then they did like the I hate the whole epilogue thing. For the most part. You had some funny moments like Samwell with all the different lords and ladies. Yes. He gets up. It's like, how about democracy? And everyone's right. Just like, ha, 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 democracy. Yeah. It's like, what, do you want the docs to vote next?
That was pretty great.
Our own Russell Smith called that, by the way. I still love how he called that. I'm just like, oh my God, he really called that. That's such a Samwell thing to do. You like the fact that he set the recounting of like the war of the... of the kings down, and it was a Song of Ice and Fire.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, of course.
Yeah.
So Samwell's George R.R. Martin. That's great. You're not going to please everybody. You're really not going to please everybody.
It's so hard.
You're going to have a lot of takes to come. I think the pacing would have been better.
The pace. I swear. That was my biggest thing.
Maybe they just... there's just somehow, and I'm not one of these people that signed this petition to redo the season. That's stupid. Because these people signed a petition could not make an entire series.
It's not going to happen.
You can't do that. You're not D&D. As much as criticism for D&D about some laziness as you can give them, you can't write a whole epic fantasy thing like they can. It's just not going to happen. That's why you're not doing it. I wish they could have maybe had time for two more episodes.
At least two more
could have just been perfect.
I would have loved 10.
Even if they wanted to go ahead and still do away with the whole Army of the Dead in the first three episodes, that's fine. I feel like a lot of stuff is just rushed. There's a lot of plot holes. And there's a lot of people are going to be writing a lot of fan fiction about how everything could have been better.
Yep.
But it's not the worst thing I've ever seen.
No, it's one of my favorite shows. Still is. Even with,
as far as the finale, I mean.
Yeah. Even with season 8 being a little lackluster, doesn't take away from the overall enjoyment that
absolutely
I've gotten
not.
From this show.
It's going to be one of the most rewatchable shows of all time, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's just going to be like, okay, you spit some things up here. Yeah, some things didn't end up being as important as you led them out to believe. But, yeah, still an amazing program.
Absolutely.
We got to take a break. Wow. A lot of controversial talk.
I feel
here.
Better now that we talked it out.
Cole, how do you feel about the Game of Thrones talk?
I feel good about it.
Do you?
No, I do. I feel good. I feel real good.
I'll tell you what you'll feel good about. We got birthdays coming up next.
Uh-oh.
We got Cole versus Julia. It's going to be a good one. You don't want to miss it. 865-546-8200. Birthday game coming up next. All right, let's get down to it. Here it is time for birthdays. Oh, a week removed from doing the birthday game. I feel like a part of me has been dead. Cole, you got screwed, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know why we ever let Rick host, but he is not allowed to anymore.
So, like, when that was going on, I got the tweet notification from Rick saying today was the Montreal screw job of birthdays.
It was.
I'm like, of course, I was loopy. I didn't hear it live or anything. The next day, I went back and listened to what happened.
Yeah.
Rick just changing the points on the fly.
Yeah.
Just to give AJ the victory.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, I got 7 out of 9 and lost. So that's how that went. Rick, have fun on your new show.
He will have fun.
They
on
will.
This new show.
They will. They'll have a lot of fun.
May 28th, The Blitz debuting 10 to noon here on Fan Run Radio. It's going to be Rick Butler, Brandon Ork, and Chance Collins.
I can't wait.
It's going to be fantastic
stuff. It really is.
It's going to be a dynamic type of threesome there.
I know.
It's going to be some good type of energy and
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, a lot of energy.
Cannot wait. But the birthday game cannot wait any longer here because we got 11. So, and not a lot of time, so let's go ahead and get into it.
Ooh,
here.
Man.
Start with yesterday's. He turned 27 yesterday. He is an American DJ, EDM artist. Let's try to pull up here. He's a staple of those EDM festivals and everything. He is one of those guys that wears a mask. His birth name
Marshmallow.
It's Marshmallow. Birth name Christopher Comstock.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, that is. He also turned 27 yesterday. Another musical artist, this time a lot softer than EDM, though. Mm. He is an English singer and songwriter, rose to fame in October 2012 when he was featured on Disclosure's breakthrough single Latch. And then he did solo songs such as Stay With Me.
Sam Smith.
It's Sam Smith. Cole got it.
Sammy.
Moving on. He would have been 73 yesterday. He was a French wrestler and actor known for his gargantuan size.
Andre the Giant.
Is Andre the Giant.
Big Andre fan.
Known for a great Hall of Fame legendary wrestling career. Got slammed by Hulk Hogan WrestleMania 3 and also was in The Princess Bride.
He was.
Oh.
Gone way too soon.
When did he die?
93.
Oh, wow. It has been a while.
He wouldn't stop growing, and yeah. He just had all the health problems from it.
Wow.
You need to look up the stories about all the amount of like alcohol he was able to consume.
Oh, I can imagine.
Like a case of beer would not even get him buzzed. Yeah.
Jeez.
It was bad. 3-0 Cole Lee. Let's move on here. Another dead person. He would have been 94 yesterday. 94. He was an American minister, human rights activist, and a civil rights activist.
Malcolm X.
Is Malcolm X. Wow. Julius.
This is not good.
Or Martin Luther King Jr.
Smoked. Both assassinated. Mm-hmm. Malcolm X was assassinated first in 1965.
R.I.P.
Moving on here. He turned 43 yesterday. Former NBA player. He is a one-time NBA champion. He was a 2004 NBA MVP. He's a 15-time All-Star. Played for teams such as the Timberwolves, the Celtics.
Kevin Garnett.
Kevin Garnett. And Jesus, Julia.
I knew that.
Is getting smoked. This is Cole's vengeance for getting screwed by Rick.
He's taking all of his anger out on
you
me right
You can blame
now.
Rick, okay?
Yeah, Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
Cole might not be on the war path right now.
Goodness.
Last one for yesterday, another dead person.
Oh, my goodness.
I hope y'all brushed up on your 20th century history. Because he would have been 129 yesterday. Okay, he was a Vietnamese communist revolutionary leader who was the chairman and first secretary of the Workers' Party of Vietnam, prime minister and president of North Vietnam. Key figure in the Vietnam War, died in the middle of it in 1969. Had a famous trail named after him. That in the Vietnam War, people like smuggled goods to like the Viet Cong from. Very noble historical figure here.
I have no idea.
This is not very esoteric at all.
I don't know my Vietnam history.
You don't even know about the Vietnam War. You would have learned about him in history class, though. There's a city named after him right now in Vietnam. It's like their largest city.
What are the cities in Vietnam?
Y'all don't know.
I don't know.
Nobody gets it. Ho Chi Minh.
Oh, Ho Chi Minh. Okay. I know the city.
Vaguely, yeah.
I know the city. I didn't know it was named after a person.
Ho Chi Minh.
Okay.
Ho Chi Minh.
Okay, now we know.
Still a 5-0 lead for Cole. Mm. Julia, you can force a tie. You had to get all these for today. All
right, let's go.
Because we got 5 for today. First up, she is 73 today. She is an American singer and actress. She was born Sherilyn Sarkisian. Cole gets it again. Mm. That was pretty much a dead giveaway. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go through all the songs, though. Songs like, you know, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. Let's see if I could turn back time. Believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sonny and Cher.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I got you, babe.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Cole wins.
Yeah, it's great.
Julia, big fan of Cher right now.
Huge fan.
Let's
I knew it.
You did. Cole beat you to the punch, though. Cole, you scoundrel.
Not a good day for me.
Let's finish this up. Here we go, last few. He's 47 today. He is American rapper, singer, and actor here. Let's see here. He's known for his outlandish style and fashion sense, depicted in his music videos. He has received 11 Grammy nominations. Let's see. He has songs such as Woo-Ha, Got You All in Check.
Oh, Busta Rhymes.
It's Busta Rhymes.
Oh, Busta Rhymes.
Yep.
Sings really fast.
Yes, known for his fast style rapping.
Yeah.
I could have used that too.
Mm-hmm.
Julia knows those old school 90s Busta Rhymes songs, though. And she's finally on the board.
Finally.
Congratulations. He would have been 111 today. One of the greatest old Hollywood actors. Let me give you some films here. He passed away in 1997. Let's see here. He was also a military officer. He's one of the most honored and popular stars in film history, a career that spanned 62 years. Movies such as It's a Wonderful Life, The Philadelphia Story. Let's see here. Get some other films. Like, yeah, he's the lead dude in It's a Wonderful Life. Christmas classic. Before getting to other movies here. Oh, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. That's a classic. I watched that in school.
Yeah, I did too. I don't know the guy's name.
Really?
Okay,
J.S.
Jerry Springer.
No. Yeah, totally. J.S. Five, four. No, nobody gets it. Jimmy Stewart.
Oh.
James Jimmy Stewart. One of the goats.
You can see his face. Didn't know his name.
Could probably hear his voice, too. Well, I can't believe you didn't get my birthday right.
Yeah.
Believe it. Jimmy. All right. Two more here. He's 48 today. Retired NASCAR legend. Multi-time Cup Series champion. Had a career that was from like the 90s to just this decade. Also killed a guy.
Tony Stewart.
Tony Stewart. Oh, no.
The biggest hint. Yeah, he killed a guy.
Had to put that in there.
It was an accident.
Yeah.
But he killed a guy. And finally, here we go. I know you both are country fans, so you'll get this. I don't know which one of you will get this first. He's 34 today, country singer. He's known for his neo-traditional style. Let me go through some singles here. He's got, he doesn't have an official country number one yet. It says he has two on the country airplay chart.
I don't know what
that
is.
Which I guess is different. I will tell you, songs such as Head Over Boots, Dirt on My Boots.
John Party.
It's John Party.
Oh, John Party, yeah.
And Dirt on My Boots. Yeah, that guy. And it ends with Julie getting two on the board. So she didn't get entirely dominated.
I didn't completely embarrass myself.
But Cole gets the win here on birthdays. And we got to hit another break here and wrap up the show when we come back. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. Back to finish overtime right after this.
I'll get the guns, the drugs from my generation. I'll take the fall, the state, and across the nation. And it's a state.
It's summertime, which means it's list season. It's silly season. It's bold prediction season. And we got some right here to wrap up the program. I'm going to run these by you guys and see what your thoughts are here as we close out this Monday edition of Overtime. 247 Sports, they gave out their list of 10 bold predictions for the 2019 college football season. They're bold, all right. Well, I don't even know. I haven't even read all of them.
Oh, they're bold.
Let's go through this here from 10 to 1. Here we go. First up, Clemson loses a regular season game.
Ooh, interesting.
Number 9, the Big Ten misses the playoff entirely.
I don't think that's a bold prediction.
Yeah, probably.
No.
I don't think so.
It's not.
Here's a bold one. Oh, Harbaugh finally gets the monkey off his back. Michigan finally beats Ohio State.
I mean, they could. I mean, no Meyer.
He doesn't have Urban Meyer there, but you know who they do have? Justin Fields.
They do have Justin Fields. Yeah, but at the same time, doesn't have any real college experience except for a crazy fourth down fake punt play and holding the snap.
Worst call of all time.
And then holding the snap on PAT.
Single worst play call of all time I've ever seen.
So, yeah,
in college football.
He is good, but at the same time, he hadn't really played since high school.
Number 7, Oregon wins the Pac-12. Yeah, I could see it. I mean, you got Justin Herbert coming back. That's a dude who was projected to go in the first round this year. And he's like, you know what? I'm coming back.
Yeah.
So they at least got that coming back.
I don't know if I'd say that's bold.
I mean,
because the Pac-12 is trash.
It's not a hard conference to win in like any sport.
And Herbert, is that how you say his name, Herbert?
Yeah, Justin Herbert.
Okay. And he's one of the top quarterbacks in this class, probably right behind Tua.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Number 6, Florida beats Georgia.
Now that's hot.
And the world's largest outdoor cocktail party.
Now that's hot. They might.
That's nothing I root for. You know, I don't root for Florida to win anything. You know, Georgia loses in the regular season. You know what? That's fine.
Sure.
Run ahead.
Yeah.
Next up, Sam Ellinger of Texas is a Heisman finalist.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Huh.
Oh, Texas is back, folks. Back with the hype machine.
Huh.
I mean, I could see
it. I could too.
I mean, he's very talented.
I mean, he sliced
it all depends
and diced the Georgia defense.
It's all going to depend if Texas as a whole doesn't, you know, crap their pants this year.
Yeah, that's true.
Number four. Ooh, how about this? Alabama gets two players in the top five of the Heisman vote. So Tua, and I would assume...
Who, Judy?
Jerry Judy, probably.
Harris, maybe, if he had a big season at running back.
It's got to be one of those two. It's definitely someone on offense, I think.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you're helped out by Tua being there.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have your stats padded. I want to skip number three and come back to it. Number two, Nebraska. Yes, Nebraska reaches the Big Ten title game.
Really? Even though they won what? How many games did they win last year?
4-8.
2-4? Was it 4?
They went 4-8. Okay. 5-7, 4-8, something like that. And then number one, the highly ranked flop. This isn't bold. Notre Dame. Predicted Notre Dame, the choke isn't bold. Get out of here. I will tell you what number three was, though. Tennessee wins 9 games.
Now, that is the boldest one yet. That is the boldest one
Are
yet.
Are we buying that?
No.
No.
I'm not a heather.
No. I want to.
I assume that, that includes a bowl, right? You're not winning 9 the regular season yet.
No. Yeah, it would have to be 9, including a bowl. Yes.
Yep. So where do you find those wins? That means you're upsetting somebody.
Yeah.
That means you're beating who you're historically supposed to. You don't let South Carolina beat you this year.
Yeah. That means you beat who you're supposed to. You beat all the non-conference, and you have an upset against either Georgia or Florida.
Let's hope 247 Sports knows something. But I know something. We are out of time for this Monday edition of the show. For Julia Ramsey and Cole McCormick, I'm Tanner Carson. We're going to be back with more overtime tomorrow here, 6 o'clock, same time, same place. Catch you then.